Welcome to the world of embraining. Going coastal coaching is hybrid in approach, drawing amongst other areas from neuro-linguistic programming, emotional intelligence, transactional analysis, psychometrics, systems thinking, multiple brain integration techniques, spiral dynamics, sports therapy, yoga, coaching, environmental psychology and neuroconservation. Going coastal methodology is light-spirited. It is conscious and intuitive process facilitation to enable emergent wisdom. Generative insight arises through deep connection with self as coach, client as explorer, and location as catalyst. Essentially, this four-day training is an MBIT coach certification course, and because I am your trainer, there is a definite blue skew to every aspect of your training. Water is fundamental. It's an element that arises within all going coastal training, so I will outline for you exactly how and why your training will deliberately and purposefully use blue space to facilitate your learning for systemically healthy, pro-you, pro-social and pro-environmental discovery and action. A little about me, your trainer. For as long as I can remember, I have been mesmerised by water, and found that I am at my most peaceful, most alive and most connected when around it, particularly the ocean. Growing up, I would spend my summer at the beach, playing in the surf and paddling in the estuary. My fascination with water continued throughout my late teens and twenties, settling in Cornwall whilst commuting for work in order to enable me to surf at the weekend. So of course my career path was always destined to lead me to work in, on and around water. In January 2009, I founded my coaching and NLP training business at the coast in Cornwall, a learning and development consultancy with a large emphasis upon using the environment to facilitate leadership skills, encouraging executives to escape the city and find space and clarity of mind for meaningful and progressive insight. Over the next 5 years, I developed a distinctive approach to my coaching practice, working with landscape metaphor to enhance a foundation of more traditional professional coaching skills. Yoga teacher training extended my practice even further, facilitating client exploration of the relationship between individual and wider collective consciousness. As an NLP trainer, I began closely observing and modelling the breath patterns of those I worked with, noticing how a client's ability to gain greater freedom from conditioned thought could be influenced through their physiology and through developing somatic intelligence. Direct interventions such as pranayama exercise impacted their ability for creative exploration. I could also observe, and where relevant, guide how location and terrain altered posture, breath, how they used their eyes, and where and how their energy and attention shifted. I am currently researching the direct impact of exposure to blue space upon breath, mood and heart rate variability using ECG. This study, starting with virtual blue space, will move into real blue space exposure. For now though, rest assured, as you will discover, there is plenty of research to underpin the positive impact that incorporating blue space within your MBIT learning will have. A Master of Arts in 2012 to 2014, studying ambiguity leverage for productive outcomes, provided deep insights relating to the role of perceived identity and how, as a coach exploring and working with sense of self and sense of place, could help clients navigate complexity. New approaches to personal narrative discovery arrived with the shifting tides, and the literal zone, with its transient nature, became a wisdom laboratory, facilitating awareness to transcend previous limitations. A connection to nature was revealing uniquely analog and highly effective coaching methods, antidote for a digital world, with the colour blue at the centre of the spectrum. Techniques emerged that seemed to enable clients to access their neurology in a very new way, and I began to specialise in enabling my clients to access more of a liquid sense of their personal ontology. In waving goodbye to fixed ideas about who they were, their ability to navigate chaos surfaced, and for the first time they were slowing down enough to see more clearly, even gaining comfort in the areas of opacity within their lives through an acceptance that within these areas of non-certainty, possibility resides. Early neuroscience was becoming mainstream within leadership development, and while scientific discoveries were being made about how our brains worked, there was also a resurgence in traditional wisdom practices such as mindfulness. It was inevitable that I would meet Grant Suzelou in 2014, a guy with a clear passion for both the esoteric and hardcore science. Grant, now a friend and mentor, had spent the last 5 years developing the Embraining Toolkit with Marvin Ocker. MBIT aligned beautifully with much of my MA discovery relating to sense of self and sense of place. Additionally, it provided yet more practical tools and deeper understanding of applied neuroscience. Grant and Marvin had also found a link between breath, heart rate variability, and the ability to access intelligence, and they too emphasise non-fixed sense of identity through increasing client awareness of neuroplasticity. Their methods directly aimed at head, heart, and gut alignment, and a model of core competencies attributed to each intelligence centre were highly effective. MBIT methods for promoting embodied cognition were systemically sound, with higher aims of a wiser and more connected world. I embraced MBIT within my personal and professional toolkit, and now as an MBIT master coach and trainer, I train others to do the same through facilitating MBIT coach certification training, MBIT leadership decision making, and MBIT Evolve Your World programs. So back to the topic of water. An environmental activist with a passion for marine conservation, it's no surprise that my path converged with Wallace J. Nichols, who's been super busy since 2009 and before, discovering and connecting the dots between how and exactly why water could have such an enriching impact within our lives. Through Jay's co-creative and systemic work, the Blue Mind Collective of ocean advocates, scientists, artists, and educators are beginning to more overtly validate the restorative quality of water and evidence how our brain responds to water and the colour blue. Through his research and the book Blue Mind, Jay is sharing new perspectives, enriching discoveries that I've made within my Going Coastal work. Whilst we each have our own areas of interest and experience, there's transparency in our common recognition of our symbiotic relationship with water and an overarching aim to protect our water. Jay hasn't completed an MBIT coach certification, but he is a great case study for somebody who is intuitively embraining. I've invited Jay to join our Berkeley course, partly because I'm an advocate of his work, and supporting Blue Mind is part of my personal Chapter 9. You'll learn about Chapter 9 during the programme. But partly to illustrate and for us to explore as a group how and when Jay has been aligned and when and where he has taken action to regain coherence in pursuit of his calling. Jay's work stems from the heart, and you will hear in his language patterns how and where different intelligences come to the fore. And because location and self are so deeply entwined, we will of course hear about and experience plenty of Blue Mind.